Good afternoon, everybody. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Fox Hollow Infrastructure Financing District this Tuesday, February 24th, 2026 at 2 p.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York Hall in South Jordan. I want to do a quick roll call. My name is Tom Jolly, and I am District Counsel.
Shanna Bedard, District Counsel Paralegal.
Kay Sanusa, District Engineer.
Steve Peterson, Board Member.
Scott Dunn, Board Member and Clerk.
Jerry Hansen, Board Member.
Mitch Vance, Board Member and Chair.
Perfect. Thanks, everybody. We're just going to follow our agenda that was put together, and there are no preliminary action items. We do have one consent item. That's to approve the draft minutes of the December 16th board meeting, December 16th, 2025 board meeting. A copy of those minutes were included in your board packet. Do we have any questions about the minutes?
Nope.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the December 16th, 2025 board meeting?
I move associated.
Do we have a second?
I second it.
Thank you. Motion made by Steve Perry with a second by Jerry Hansen. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Yes. Aye. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move on to our only action item today, which is to approve the amended and restated infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement between the district and SCP Fox Hollow LLC. The board did receive in its packet the proposed amended and restated reimbursement agreement. The primary changes that were made to the agreement really allowed the district to pay HADCO, the general contractor, directly from district funds. Other changes included clarifications regarding the process of payment requests and the required documentation. I'd like to acknowledge and my appreciation for Chase Hanusa, who helped me substantially prepare this letter. I think we got it down to a more reasonable size and a good process that's specific to this project. Chase, do you have anything you want to add to about the amended agreement?
No, I think that generally this follows the process that we discussed on the call a few, maybe about a month ago now at this point. So, you know, I've gone through this agreement and it all makes sense to me. So if the district doesn't have any, you know, specific questions related to the documentation or the process, nothing else from me.
Thanks, Chase. Just open it up to the board members if you have any questions about the amended and restated reimbursement agreement.
Yeah, Tom, I actually wanted just to provide our little input here. The way that this is structured, it would have imposed a pretty heavy burden on us to actually go pay HADCO and all other vendors and then request reimbursement from the district. So I really appreciate Chase and Tom, you guys working through this and finding a way to at least have the district issue payment directly to HADCO, which will be the bulk of the invoices, the biggest ones and the ones that need most attention. So this really, really helps us to streamline that process and take some of the burden off of our company. So to us, this is a good solution. Still allow everything to move forward and be pretty transparent with the board and see what's going on, but allows it to go a little quicker to expedite some of the construction needs.
Yeah, Mitch, I think the agreement, we tried to tailor it to this specific project because it was unique in that there's only one primary general contractor. I think Chase and I were comfortable tweaking the process to provided the documentation that still is required, you know, is consistent with what you'd see on a construction loan draw request. And we still need, because of the state statutory requirements, we got to satisfy the district engineer who has to certify district eligible costs and the district accountant. So none of those protections are taken away from the district. So
Right.
I'm comfortable with the changes. Any further questions or comments?
I'm comfortable with the changes as well.
Yeah, when you probably did too. When we had our internal counsel check it out, he thought it was a really well-drafted document. So we're in full favor of it as well.
Yeah, well, Steve, we all live in fear of Lindsay, so if it passes muster with her, then we're comfortable. All right. Well, if there are no further questions, do we have a motion to approve the amended and restated infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement between the district and SCP Fox Hollow LLC?
I'll make that motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. We have a draw there. The motion is made by Jerry Hansen. I think the second was made by Steve Peterson. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion does pass by quorum of the board. Let's move to our administrative non-action items. And I know this one is the personal favorite of Steve. It's the annual board training for the Utah Open and Public Meetings Act. Just a reminder that the training has to be completed on an annual basis. It'll take you about 20 minutes to go through that. Shanna did provide you the link to the training. And once you're done with the training, please send Shanna the certificate of completion. And we'll keep that with the records of the district. It is important because the district accountant has to certify that the district is in compliance with all applicable district laws. And so this is one of them. And we would like to we'd like you to just try to get those done, within the next 30 days, just so it doesn't linger until it's a last minute rush at the end of the year.
Hey, Tom, I've got a quick question for you. Is that every calendar year we have to do that? Or if we did it last year, does it last for 12 months?
Great question, Steve. It's a calendar year. The good news is that, for instance, if you sit on a couple of district boards, whether they're PIDs or IFDs, one training would satisfy that requirement for all of your board member seats.
So I think much of the activities last November. Is that still in effect, or do we need to do it again?
Yeah, I mean you do. I mean, technically you can wait till November and do it again. But Shanna's going to be harping on you through the rest of the year to make sure you get it done. And
Gotcha. So just as well do it now and get it over with.
so if in November and we've got to do it again in February, that we have to go again next February, is that correct?
Yeah, it's just on a calendar year basis. So, at the expiration of 2026, you just have to complete your annual training for 2027. We like to try to get it done with the board members sooner in the year rather than later. We'll keep on you. That's just a recommendation, though, to get it done sooner rather than later.
Didn't we all do it last fall? That was my
Yes, all board members completed the training.
last fall. So why are you
Yeah,
training doing the
Jerry, that was for 2025. So at some point in 2026, we all have to do it again. Tom's just recommending we do it sooner in 2026. Does that sound accurate, Tom?
Well,
Yes. he said it's for the calendar year, not for the annual year, so I assume that November should be adequate.
Well, Jerry, you can complete your training in November if you want. I did, you just need to have it done before the end of 2026.
Okay, so it has to be
But
done every year, but it covers the
every year.
calendar year, not a running year, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'll do it then now.
Okay. So, I don't believe we have anything other non-administrative action items to discuss today. So we if we can accept a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, I moved to adjourn.
Have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Motion made by Steve Peterson, second by Scott Dunn. All in favor say yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board, and we stand adjourned. Have a great day, everybody. Appreciate your participation today.